your thoughts on the progression you've made, and do you feel like you've done enough to potentially have a chance to play in this game?
Progression is well, I think, you know, from 2 months ago, having it off the bone to today, it feels great. And so, I feel like I got a chance, so it just depends on how it feels on Sunday.
Sure. In terms of some of the things you've been able to do, last time we talked to you, you were able to run and do a lot of things. Does it kind of gotten to a point now where you trust it more, you feel like you can cut and do a lot of the things that you need to do to play the running back position?
Yeah. The more and more you run on it, the better, the more confidence you build on it. And I guess that's the type of this type of injury. I talked to the doctor that cut me open, and he said, you know, the best rehab is actually getting out there and playing. So, you know, he feels confident that the attachment is going to stay there. So that helps out.
You've had other soft tissue injuries. Did you realize how bad this one was the minute it happened?
Yeah.
I mean, because of the pain?
Not because of the pain, because, I mean,
couldn't do anything with your life.
I've been with my body for a while now, so you kind of know what it feels like. When something
There's
happens.
Been a good bit of discussion about the fact that you got these two games, you know, 5 days apart. Your thoughts on playing Sunday and then coming back on Thursday? Is that a consideration?
Well, yeah. I mean, all of that gets taken in. This is business, so it's, you know, it gets taken in consideration, and so we're cognizant of that, and we'll move forward accordingly.
Aaron, if you were to play, would you be okay with playing just kind of a cameo appearance where you kind of got your feet wet, knocked off some rust, and helped Alfred in this game before you graduate to a fuller workload, more that's accustomed to you later on?
Yeah, man, I'm just a rook, really. You know, just a chess piece out there, and that's the coach's call. He'll ask me how I feel, and we'll have some nice conversations about it. But, you know, ultimately it's the coach's call how much he wants to play me out there.
On Sunday, when you go through your warm-ups, is there something that you're kind of hoping to feel like, okay, now I feel like you can go? Or is there something you look for in the warm-ups that would kind of give you that indication?
I hope it doesn't feel like it. Like you can't go. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just like a feeling that you either know you can go or you can't, you know.
You've been listed as limited in practice all week. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Bill O'Brien was asked, like, what the difference between limited and full participation is. Like, to your understanding, you know, what does limited mean to you in practice? Are there certain things that you feel comfortable doing or don't feel comfortable doing? How much of that you can share?
I have no idea what that means, actually. Like, it's like I said, like limited, like if you're out there, you're out there. I never really understood what limited meant. I guess I understand when you're first coming back, I guess you don't want to do all the drills, but I'm a full participant in all the practices, so all right, that's for y'all, I guess.
Are you, the stage of your career, are you excited? I mean, are you edgy, little juiced to know that you may be playing something?
Excited, edgy,
and juicy.
Well, yeah, man. I haven't played since December of last year, so it's what I've been dreaming of since I was a kid, is playing NFL. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I love what I do, and I'm excited, edgy, and juiced.
How about the fact that it's your first start with Ryan Mallett's first time you two will actually start? Give me a few on Sunday.
Yeah, no. We were talking about that earlier, actually. That we never got a chance to rock together. So, you know, I feel like he has a really good command of the offense, and you know, you can tell it's just very smooth when he gets out there because he's been in it for so long and he commands it. And so, when you have you know, players like that who are confident in what they're doing, it's gonna be fun.
Are you a You've always been really supportive of Alfred, his efforts to that. How did you feel about the game he had last week?
They had a good game, man. It's tight. Anytime you can get any kind of success in this league, it's a tribute to the work you put in. So, you know, I was happy for him. You know, I was out there as much as I could to try to encourage and coach him up and all the running backs, you know, the best of my ability. And, yeah, he's going to be a good one.